Adoy Basilayas, Ronorano Kaipeges, Slayas, it is the Tamasa, Ronorano Kaipeges, Ton Atlemon, the Tunisia. Was a Mizemon, the Afesamin of the Lema.
Outside. another gap year, fellas, weren't there, ladies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speak up, who was there?
There was Seafaring Steve.
Seafaring Steve.
He owns like 8 pairs of Ray-Bans Wayfarers.
Ugh, and he had an anchor tattoo.
Eco-terrorist Eric.
Yeah, I remember him. What do you always say about him, Vera?
Someone needs to tell that boy that Dr. Bronner's does not work as toothpaste.
Ugh, gross. And then there was...
Busting Brent.
Oh,
fuck that kid.
He didn't even know how to play the banjo right.
He sucked.
Ugh. And there's... Was there anybody else?
On the Road Ronnie.
Yes. Oh, man, he sucked. They all sucked.
Okay.
And they all had dreadlocks, and I thought we'd never be over. Thought that one of these boys would become like a nice Vice vlogger, and enroll at Wesleyan, or maybe Sarah Lawrence, not leave to find themselves in the goddamn forest.
We'll be your gap year mom, follow all the things you did. Saw that you spent $7,000 on farming in Peru. I think you look real swell in the world of the tribal wear, and your boss cut really suits you. You look bushy with long hair.
I'll read your gap year blog, follow all the things you did. Saw that you spent $7,000 on farming in Peru.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio at WMFO.org and 91.5 FM. That was Gap Year Boys by the New York-based band T-Rextacy from their 2016 album Jurassic Punk. Before that was Hard Fiction Road from the Swiss band J&L Defer. That's from the album No Map, which will be released in September of this year. That album was actually just announced today by Exploding in Sound Records, so I thought I'd give it a try. Before that was the Philadelphia-based band Littler with the song Not My Market from their 2016 release of Wandering. Before that, you heard Canaan by Amon Duel 2 from their 1969 album Phallus Day. And before that was Running Joke from the, I guess it was a single release, Running Joke and Alice Arm by the Georgia-based band Floral Print. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. That's 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And speaking of phone numbers, we are always taking calls here at WMFO. The new number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And the local number is 781-350-3264. You can also communicate with me, the DJ, here at WMFO in Medford. My name's Jason, through Skype. The Skype username is WMFO-DJ. WMFO-DJ Skype. Thank you for listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, supporting college radio. Glad to have you. The time is 9:22 p.m. This is the show Program Without Form. And this is a Baltimore band called Horse Lords. Thank you.
Eyes with my head.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio here at 91.5 FM and WMFO.org. The song you just heard was Some Things Cosmic, a cover of Angel Olsen. It was originally from her Strange Cacti release, but this was by Nick Corbo and Rebecca Ryskalczyk. I think is how you pronounce that. That was from the compilation DBTS:BS2, released last year. Before that was Take It to a Weird Sad Place from the album Tropical Jinx by Little Big League. That was released 2 years ago. You also heard Smoggy Mountain High by the Portland, Oregon-based band Key Losers Project. Key Losers. That was from the 2011 album California Light. You also heard Untitled 04-814-2014 from Untitled Unmastered, the new release from Kendrick Lamar, and Encounter 2/Intervention 2 by Baltimore-based band Horse Lords from their album from this year, Interventions. Thanks for listening to Tufts Freeform Radio here at WMFO in Medford. If you'd like to go on the go, go with the mobile app downloadable, where apps are downloadable. That's the Apple App Store and the Google Play Zone. I think you can also do it at WMFO.org. Anyway, head over there for all your WMFO needs. If you'd like to look at the songs I've played in the past hour and 42 minutes, or the songs anyone has played for the past, I would say maybe 5 years, maybe more, here at WMFO, you can go to spinitron.com. That's spinitron.com. Left panel, go down to WMFO in Medford. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting college radio. Great to have you here. And back to the music. I'll be done in 17 minutes. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio here at WMFO.org and 91.5 FM. That was Northampton, Massachusetts-based group And the Kids with their song Pennies, Rice from the album Friends Share Lovers, released just last month on Signature Sounds. Before that, you heard Swearin', a demo from 2011 by the Philadelphia-based band Big Soda. Before that was Grass Widow, a Bay Area group, with their song Whistling in the Dark from 2012's Internal Logic. Before that was In Heaven by Philadelphia-based artist Japanese Breakfast. The album Psychopomp, released earlier this year. Psychopomp, the album. Thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the end of Program Without Form here on WMFO. So I'll be signing off in just 2 minutes. I'm going to play one last song, which is by an artist named O Pound, I think is how you pronounce it. But this is the project of Genevieve Elvrum, formerly Genevieve, let's see here, Gosselin, or she released things under the name Genevieve Castre. For those who might recognize that last name, she was the wife of Phil Elvrum and died just, I think just yesterday or the day before. So I'm going to play this for that.
To Him Hunters International. This is your favorite, at this point, bi-weekly.
Yeah, right.
HGTV-inspired weekly. But no, bi-weekly. What am I saying? I just said that already. Okay. Radio talk show. Mm-hmm.